Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Sports Huddle. Pete Najarian, Dave Schwartz has a day off. Steve Thompson in, producer Josh Wheeler. And the Wild, they have been road warriors this year. Phenomenal on the road. They get another win last night. Beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1. Kevin Gorg joins us from FanDuel Sports Network. And Kevin, the Flower, outstanding early, outstanding throughout.
Yeah, what a treat, guys. Good morning. So much fun to watch Marc-Andre Fleury every day. This guy is, he's a little kid trapped in a 40-year-old's body. He has so much fun, whether it's practice, the pranks behind the scenes, and obviously in the games. The guy loves to compete. He loves to play. And last night, he was their best player. The Wild clearly didn't have the A effort, as John Hines said in his post-game presser. They struggled at times. They turned puck over a lot. In the defensive zone, and there's Marc-Andre Fleury making these incredible saves, wowing the crowd. Who, it's interesting, you go on the road and you watch this guy play, and even though the crowd, you know, last night was predominantly there to cheer for the Sharks, there is just something about Fleury. And after the game, the waves of people coming down near the tunnel to get a picture or to get an autograph from him, everybody realizes this is likely his last go-around. And they're soaking it all up, and we're just having so much fun covering them.
Kevin, it's got to be great because the guy has been around, it seems like, forever. He gets 36 saves in the game. It's just phenomenal what he's doing at the age that he is. What happened the other night, though, with Gustafson giving up six goals? Is he just getting burned out, or what is it? Because we've really had a lot of injuries, and yet we've done extremely well. And I think a lot of that has to do with the goaltending and how well Gus has really done so far.
Yeah, Pete, you're right. I mean, the other night was a tough night for Gus. And I just think when you have an 82-game schedule and you're the go-to guy, you're going to go through stretches where you're really seeing the puck and it's easy for you and you're tracking it well. And I think for goaltenders sometimes, kind of like pitchers in baseball, you get up on that mound and even though the stats show that you're one of the elite pitchers in baseball, maybe you don't have your good stuff on that particular day. And it showed. And Gus clearly is going through a little stretch like that. The game prior to the game that you alluded to, he got the hook in that game as well. So it's been back-to-back tough starts for Gustafson. And I like that the Wild, I think, showed confidence. As you looked at this weekend, I think it would have been really easy to give Gustafson the low-hanging fruit that is the San Jose Sharks in the first game of this back-to-back and throw a Flower to the Wolves, be that he technically is your backup goalie. But they said, no, you know, Flower's got great numbers in San Jose. We're going to play him in the first game, and we're going to trust that our number one goalie can work his way out of this. And I think, you know, it's a great opportunity tonight in Las Vegas because the Wild are huge underdogs with the lineup they're marching out there. You know, probably going to be a busy night for Philip Gustafson. And I think for a goalie, that's the best way to work yourself out of a mini slump or a funk is seeing a lot of shots and knowing that if the Wild are going to win, you have to be the very best guy. And there's not a ton of pressure on Gustafson tonight because I don't think anybody expects the Wild in this scenario to go out there and have an edge against Vegas. So great chance for him to go back find his game, and he's done it all year long. Gustafson is right now the second betting favorite in the sporting books to be the Vezina winner, which goes to the best goalie in the league. So it's been a great season, but you're not wrong, Pete. He's going through a tough stretch right now with back-to-back starts that he'd probably want to have back.
Kevin Gorg joining us, FanDuel Sports Network. Wild get a win over the Sharks here in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tonight. And Kevin, day in and day out, John Hines, all the coaches, and of course, those of you in the media, you know, that injury report, it's long. Are we looking at any good injury news?
Yeah, you know, if you're going to go through a really brutal stretch, which the Wild are right now, you might as well do it in January. If they can get themselves healthy after the Four Nations face-off in March and into April when it really matters the most, I think they'll be just fine. The best news I got for you right now, Steve, is that Kirill Kaprizov continues to skate back in St. Paul on his own without setback. It was very mysterious the way he went out. Remember, he had that great game on December the 23rd, right before the holiday break. He looked awesome, and we haven't seen him since. 8 games, lower body, so clearly nothing you can point to within the game and say, oh, that's where it happened. So the fact that he's skating on his own tells me that he's likely going to be back with the team here this week, at least in practice, and maybe one of these 2 games coming up either Wednesday or next weekend. The two defensemen they're missing the most right now and that are probably the closest to coming back are Brodin and Faber. They both went through injuries in that game against St. Louis last Tuesday. So it's been really hard without those two guys. They eat a bunch of minutes. They're shutdown guys. The fact that they're day-to-day, the fact that they haven't gone on injured reserve, even on the short-term side, is a positive. But, you know, neither one has gotten back on the ice, and so they're still getting treatment, and I still think they're a little ways away. Spurgeon's making good progress. He's starting to work out at least off the ice, and so, you know, in a week or two, I think you'll see him back with the club. And Lauko, I think, continues to progress. But, yeah, I think Kaprizov is the closest, and I think here in the next, you know, 6 to 8 days, you can expect that at least Faber and Brodin can start to work their way back to the ice. It's been a tough stretch. When you take out your top three defensemen every night and you're going out there and playing high-end talent, you saw it with Macklin Celebrini last night in San Jose, the Wild just don't have the horses on the back end to slow down some of those top-end guys. And it showed. I mean, the Sharks were buzzing the Wild most of that hockey game. So tonight's going to be a big challenge.
Kevin, one other thing that's just really sort of shocking is the fact that we've done great in away games, but at home, we don't seem to have that kind of home ice advantage. What is it about the Wild this year that they're not getting that from the home ice? We know we have great fans, but what is it? Do you know?
Well, I know they came into the season with a purpose. They looked at the schedule. They saw 2 home games in October to start the year. And basically the next month they were going to be on the road. So they didn't have a choice but to figure out how to be a strong team away. And they had a great first month, Pete, and they got confidence away from home. My take on it is this. The Wild have finally got a roster here with some really skilled players that like to put on a show. And I think when they've played on the road, they've played a much more simple game, a zone-to-zone game, where they're out there just trying to grind it out. And I think you have to play that way on the road. Unfortunately for Minnesota, they've gotten a little too cute at home. And I think when you do that, turnovers happen. And when you don't manage the puck, you end up chasing the game. And I think that's kind of what's happening. And listen, it's a talker. It's certainly, you look at the numbers, it's remarkable. 16-3-3 away, 11-9-1 at home. We're just not used to this. They've been, even when they had bad teams years ago, they were great in St. Paul. So they're thinking about it. They're talking about it. They're working on it. And I think you're going to see them try to simplify their game at home because it's been unbelievably successful for them in these away games.
Kevin Gorg joining us, FanDuel Sports Network on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. They'll be in Vegas. Quick note on that, Kevin. It is an unbelievable story. What they've done in Vegas, out of the gate, competitive. They have a cup. It really is a big deal in Vegas, this team.
Yeah, if you haven't been out here and if you're a Minnesota sports fan and you get the chance to do it, people always ask me because I've traveled for so long with this club, you know, pick out a couple of spots where you need to go. This is right around the top of the list because when you come to Vegas, it's more than just a hockey game. You mentioned the crowds, the way they've built this team. They're a winner. From day one, they've been a winner. And the atmosphere in this building here is unbelievable. They call it the fortress. They do a big pregame show for almost 25 minutes leading up to puck drop. It's in Vegas fashion. It's kind of like a show. And then the crowd is just so loud. The building's electric. And you get a bunch of Wild fans out here. And that's the cool part. Usually when you come to a game like tonight, you know, we'll see 30-40% of the crowd will be from Minnesota. So it really is kind of fun to take in the game. And then the team is an outstanding hockey team. They're one of the cup favorites again this year. They did it the right way. And the league certainly a few years ago when they came in gave them a tremendous opportunity with the way they did that expansion draft to have a competitive team. I don't think anybody saw them being that good that quick, but give them credit. They've done the work. They've put a great roster together. And once again, they're one of the teams to beat.
Kevin, last thing I'll just say real quick. I've had the opportunity to do exactly what you said, show up at one of those Vegas games. It is a show. It's unbelievable. The crowd and the noise and everything about it, you'd think these guys had been in the NHL for the last 50 or 60 years, but it's an experience that I think anybody and everybody should try to get to, especially if you have real big ties at all to the Wild. That's where you want to go and watch an away game.
It's instant fun, right? And there's great restaurants. Anybody that's been out to Vegas can tell you the entertainment value's out here. And again, it's just not your typical NHL game. And, you know, the whole feeling of the event, get there early. The one thing that's unique to tonight that you won't see in any other rink is the Wild come on the ice for warm-ups. And only in their end, in their side of the rink, are these elaborately dressed Vegas showgirls. And they line the glass in the Wild zone to distract the visiting team. It's unbelievable. Like you can't make up some of the things you see here. And it's the noise level in that building, the sound, the crowds. It's unlike any other place we visit in the National Hockey League. And it is a bucket list spot for any Wild fan to come out here and take it in.
Well, Kevin, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today. I know these back-to-backs are tough on everybody.
Yeah, they're tough on the old guy here, the sideline reporter. If the young guy's playing, will be just fine. Happy Sunday, guys. Always fun to chat with you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, there he is, Kevin Gorick, FanDuel Sports Network. Once again, Wild in Vegas tonight, 7 o'clock our time. And then they come home Wednesday night, St. Paul, Edmonton, then on the road to Nashville, another great town, next Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Quick break. We'll come back. Golden Gopher hoops and more. It is the Sports Huddle. Pete Najarian, David Schwartz has a day off. My name is Steve Thompson. Our producer, Josh Wheeler, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.